Polling You 28, Part 2. Michael here from Bridge Hands. Welcome back.
Okay, let's try some drills from Barbara Seagram's book, Bridge, 25 Ways to Compete in the Bidding. Incidentally, in Barbara's book, you will find a good deal discussed about a couple other topics, such as when is a double for penalty. There will also be some more hand examples as well as some explanations on that, but we're going to get right into the exercise at the end of the chapter. Okay, here we go. East will open one heart with an opening hand. We've got 6 points in spades, another 3 in diamonds, 9, another 4 in clubs, 12 points, and a singleton heart. So we will turn our weakness into a strength by doing a takeout double. This is a classic hand. We have 4 cards in each of the other 3 suits. Isn't always that way. Sometimes we have to do it with 3, but this is a classic one here. How about hand number 2? As always, East will be opening one heart in each of these 8 hands. We have 4 in diamonds, another 5 in spades makes 9, a king doubleton of hearts makes 12, and a queen third of clubs gives us 14 points. So we would definitely do a takeout double. And as we can see, our partner, we will have not really a very good spade fit, but we do have a diamond fit. So we would want our partner to bid a 4-card diamond suit. Even at the 2 level, our partner would bid 2 diamonds. We'll talk about responder bids more on our next lesson. All right, let's go to hand number 3. One heart by East. We have 4 points in hearts, another 3 in spades, 7, 3 in diamonds, 10, and 3 in clubs, 13. We have opening values, but we don't have 3-card support or more in each suit, do we? And if we were to do a takeout double with only a doubleton in the club suit, I call it the rule of anticipation. That's where partner bids our short suit. And sure enough, that's what would happen here, wouldn't it? So we would erroneously do a double without 3-card support in the side suits. Our partner will bid clubs, 2 clubs. We have nowhere to retreat. And you remember, if we do a double and then bid a new suit, that type 2 double showing 17 points or more, our partner will certainly go to game saying, well, I've got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points, and we would not make game. In fact, we wouldn't look too well off in clubs, would we either? We get finessed with the king of clubs over by West. So do not bid. Pass. This might be their auction. Maybe it's going to be one heart. They don't have a fit. Maybe there'll be one spade, no fit. They'll go in one no trump. Maybe we can set their one no trump. You don't have to do every opening hand. Make sure you have the right shape. That's shortness in their suit. Or if not, if you got that self-sustaining long suit, try to have a good 17, 18 points or more. All right, next hand. One heart by East. And, oh, wait a second. This time we have a shortness in hearts, but we have a 5-card spade suit. Do we bid the spades or do we do a takeout? Well, if we don't bid the spades now, we're certainly never going to find them. And we don't have strong enough hand to double and then show a new suit. We've got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in spades, 1 in diamonds, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 with ace of clubs. So, no, we just want to bid a spade. We want to find that fit, especially that it's the master suit. So we'll go ahead and be happy to bid 1 spade. Our partner can support spades. So we'll play in a part score and spade contract and very happy to go ahead and make that. Next hand. Okay, number 5, one heart by East. We have 4, 5, 6 in spades, another 4 in diamonds, makes 10, 3 for the king of clubs. Not really a great suit. Do you want to overcall 2 clubs? Well, you have a doubleton in heart. If you had maybe ace king of clubs or ace queen, a couple more honors, you'd be happy to go ahead and bid the suit. In this case, actually, we would be fine to use our shortness in the heart suit and do a double. We would really like to have a 4th spade, but with ace, queen, 3rd, it's not a bad suit. So rather than bid 2 clubs, consider just doing the takeout double, and if we have a 4-3 spade fit, that's probably fine with our ace, queen, 3rd. A little tricky, isn't it? All right, let's try the next hand. One heart by East, and, well, look at this. This is our type 2 double hand, isn't it? A big hand. So even though we don't have 3-card support in an unbid suit, clubs this time, is that with ace, king, queen, six times. It's unlikely an opponent will have Jack Forth. So that's a pretty close to a self-sustaining suit. And if we can pick up an honor from partner, like the King of Hearts, game looks pretty certain. In this case, we'll lose one heart, but maybe not. When we get in, what's going to happen? We're going to go ahead and rough a heart, might be over-roughed. In this case, bad shape, but we only lose one heart, one club, and when we do get over to the heart suit, we're going to play the diamond finesse, and we're going to score 10 or 11 tricks. That's our type 2 double, and thank goodness we used it, otherwise partner with 5 points will not be making a bid. On hand number 7, one heart by east, we have two aces in the majors, makes 8, jack of diamonds, 9, King of clubs makes 12, but we don't really have the right shape, do we? We have the shortness in hearts, but we don't have 3 or more cards in clubs. And when our partner bids the club suit, that's not the hand we promised them. We promised 3-card support, unless we've got the mega hand. Okay, we have one more. Let's see our final hand. One heart by east, and we have 6 points in clubs, 1 in diamonds, 7. King of spades makes 10. Where's our heart suit? Our heart suit is missing. We have no heart. So where we normally like to have a little bit more value to a takeout doubles, with a complete void, it's almost like it counts an extra 3, 4, or 5 points, doesn't it? So doubling one heart, even though we have 10 points, we do have the void, and our partner would be happy to go ahead and compete in spades. Spades is higher than hearts, and although they would certainly be able to make a 3-heart contract, we might, with the right vulnerability, want to bid 3 spades. And actually come pretty close to making it with our puny 10-point south hand. So there are times when we have less than 12 or 13 points with extreme shortness in the opponent's bid suit where we can stretch a little bit more. Okay, well, that's it for the main part of our lesson today. And for advanced players who have been looking for a little bit more details, please log on to your premium or ultra membership, and we'll have a little discussion about balancing seat bids and how that influences our Type 2 takeout doubles. Okay, all, I hope you enjoyed the lesson. Thanks for coming today. We'll see you again soon. Have a great day playing bridge.